Hey, let's talk about Christie, Christie, Yates, Yates, 1227-74. Just complaint to nausea, next one is vomiting, next one is diarrhea, next one is leg pain, next one is left shoulder pain, next one is history of palpitation, next one is history of MVP, next one is history of fiber, next one is history of thyroid. Thyroid cyst needs to be reevaluated. Next one is weight gain of 7 pounds. Next one is minor hot flashes type symptoms. Our patient is a 47-year-old woman who works for Head Start, HEAD Start, does home visits for the Head Start, which is a state of Texas agency for children. Patient last period was in around 20th of September. She's having some abnormal periods. She has been anemic in the past and used to be on iron tablets, which she quit taking. Period. In the paragraph, she also had evidence episodes of chest pain and has seen a cardiologist and has stress tests done and has been told she most likely has mitral valve prolapse, allergen and drug allergy, medication, valacyclovir, and rosuvastatin. Medical problems, history of HSV long term. History of low vitamin D, history of iron deficiency anemia, history of hyperlipidemia, surgery is none. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She has been married for 25 years, has two grown children, family history, dad died of lung cancer, colon cancer, mom is alive with diabetes and thyroid issues. Colonoscopy is up to date, mammogram is up to date, actually is due this month. She has an order, she's going to get it done. Review of system as above, associated with nausea, vomiting, history of uterine fibroids, history of fatty liver, history of thyroid cyst that needs to be evaluated. She weighs 155 pounds, has gained about 7 pounds, but lost 5 pounds. 99%, 98.3, 16, 94 pulse, 117 over 47, heart pulse, small pulse, still lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, tears, clear skin, shows the rash around because of the neurological non-focal. As far as abdominal nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea is concerned, patient's ultrasound is negative for gallstones, kidney stones, normal liver, normal pancreas, normal aorta. Next number, most likely this is a gastrointestinal bug. Next number, treat with Cipro 250 for 5 days. Next number is place patient on BRAT, B-R-A-T diet. Next number is add yogurt. Next number is lots of liquid. Next number is if not improved or worsened in the next 12 to 24 hours, we'll need CT scan. Next number is no history of diverticulosis or diverticulitis reported. Next number is family history of colon cancer. Colonoscopy is up to date. Next number is mammogram is ordered this month. Next number, history of thyroid cysts. She still has two thyroid cysts, 0.5 on the left, 0.5 on the left, 0.6 on the right. Next number, uterine fibroids shows no significant change from previously. Next number is abnormal periods. Next number, she's beginning to go through menopause, but she wants no medications or treatment at this time. Next number is maintenance exam is up to date. Next number is mitral valve prolapse. Add propranolol 20 milligram every 6 to 8 hours for palpitation. Next number is echocardiogram. Let's show what looks like evidence of a hockey stick sign, H-O-C-K-E-Y, stick, S-T-I-C-K, sign that's seen on echocardiogram. Next number is she's had full workup done in the past regarding chest pain, including stress tests. Next one was history of anemia. Next one was told patient to continue with her iron tablets. Next one was she had blood work done 2 weeks ago. I'm waiting for the results to come back right now to go over them with her. Next number is thyroid cysts, recheck in 3 months. Next number is arm pain, no sign of hemodynamically, no sign of peripheral vascular disease noted. Next one is lower extremity edema, multifactorial, no sign of sleep apnea, no PVD. Most likely hormonal in nature. Next number is follow-up in 3 months. Next number, awaiting blood work from Calvary, C-A-L-V-A-R-Y, to go over the results with patient before leaving the office. Thank you.